Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We have a ton of new news about the redistricting efforts from Republicans around the country, and it has massive, massive implications for the midterms. Against all odds, Republicans actually have a very high chance of keeping the House in 2026 as of now, and it comes down to a few factors that really have not gone in Republicans' favor for a very long time, but right now really are. We all have to understand for a second, it is incredibly rare in our country for the incumbent party to win the midterms. It almost never happens. The only time that it has happened in this century was in 2002. And the only reason why that happened was because of 9/11, because the political atmosphere after that was changed for a very long time. It was really not partisan in the way that it is today. So with that, it would be a miracle if Republicans actually won in 2026. But as of now, I actually think they have a very good chance. And I'll explain why. The biggest reason is their aggressive stance on redistricting right now. And we've seen a lot of new news on this. We talked about it on the show last week already, but even this week, since that episode released, there's a lot of updates. So last week, Texas was about to start their special legislative session to do the redistricting. There were a lot of questions, though, with that. There was questions as to how many seats Republicans would actually go for. It was going to be maybe 3 or 5, and if they were able, they were going to be able to get it done, because in Texas, a special session has to be less than 30 days long. This is according to the Texas Tribune. This kind of answers those questions. They said, despite the impassioned and at times lengthy speeches, the Senate in Texas voted 19-11 to approve the rules for the redistricting. Already, Democrats were preparing for the likelihood that the maps will eventually be approved by the same party line margin. So essentially, Democrats tried to filibuster it. They ultimately got tired, and Republicans are already on their way. They set the rules for redistricting. And as you can see from the Texas Tribune, they said that Democrats are basically just saying, this is happening. There's nothing we can do about it. Originally, this is the biggest part. Originally, it was theorized that Texas Republicans were going to get 5 more seats, which is huge. Now it is projected that they're going to flip it 7 seats instead of 5. So that is massive news for Mike Johnson, for Republicans in the House, for the Republican Party, and for Donald Trump. Other states that could do this, there's a lot more states that could do this. There's 2 others that are like actually doing it, but there's a lot of states that could do this. That includes Ohio can get 2 to 3, Florida can get 3 to 4, Missouri 1, New Hampshire 1, Kansas 1, Kentucky 1, Indiana 1. That is 17 to 19 seats flipped from Democrats to Republicans. And right now, out of those, Ohio, Texas, and Florida seem like they absolutely are going to do it. So last week, Florida was the people who we were saying, you know, maybe would redistrict, maybe wouldn't. Here is Ron DeSantis. He talked about it this week. He is announcing that they are totally going for it. Take a look.
I think if you look at that Florida Supreme Court analysis, there may be more defects that need to be remedied apart from what we've already done. I also think the way the population has shifted around Florida just since the census was done in 2020, I think the state is malapportioned. So I do think it would be appropriate to do a redistricting here in the mid-decade. So we're working through what that would look like. But I can tell you, just look at how population has shifted in different parts of the state over a 4 or 5 year period. It's been really significant.
And what he says is absolutely true. Look, like, you got to look at Florida. You can call it gerrymandering if you want. Again, I don't have a problem with that. But at the end of the day, there's been a massive shift in population and voters over the last 4 years. It's just not the same in Florida as it was in 2020. I think Florida could comfortably get 2 to 3 more Republican seats, which would be awesome. So the big question then is, if Republicans were able to get that 17 to 19 more seats, would this really make up for what goes on in the midterms? Would this be enough? If we go back to the last 2 midterms, we see what Republicans are up against. So I want to show you the midterms in 2018, because this really shows you what this is going to look like. What you see, and again, the reason why 2018, in my opinion, is important is because these were the first midterms after Donald Trump. What you saw, and you can see it here, is a 41-seat swing towards the Democrats. It was a massive, massive blunder from Paul Ryan, who was then the Speaker of the House. And back then, the voting was a little higher in terms of turnout. I think it was about 50%, which is not too bad for the midterm. So a lot of Democrats showed up. The difference this time, though, is how the districts are already made up. It's not the same as in 2018. I want to show you this video. It's of an NBC anchor, so not a not a conservative organization. This is a liberal organization. And he is fully admitting that Republicans have a huge leg up this time around. Take a look.
Here, Republicans in 2018 were exposed all over the place. Check this out here. Republicans in 2018 in districts that had been carried by Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, anti-Trump districts, there were 25 of them in the 2018 midterms. There are only three Republicans right now representing districts that Donald Trump didn't carry in the last presidential election. How about the next rung here? Call these sort of marginally pro-Trump districts. These are districts that Trump won by less than 7.5 points. There were 23 of these in 2018 midterms. There's almost a similar number now, 19, not quite as high. But we're highlighting these two groups because this is where Republicans suffered almost all of their damage in the 2018 midterms. Of those 25 from anti-Trump districts in 2018, Republicans lost 22 of those seats. Of the 23 that were marginally pro-Trump, Republicans lost two-thirds of them. You can't see it because of the red on red there, but 15 of the 23, 22 and 15, 37 losses of seats by Republicans in these two categories in 2018. That's almost all of the losses that they suffered. It was a 40-seat defeat for them. And you can see right now, again, only three in anti-Trump districts, and a slightly smaller number, 19, in those marginally pro-Trump districts. You could play this out and look at the other types of districts here. There were a couple of upsets in 2018 of Republicans in solidly pro-Trump districts, and then there were no Republican losses in this category, the Trump landslide districts in 2018. And look, the Republicans have fewer overall seats now, but there are more Republicans in truly safe Trump landslide districts. So if you're looking ahead to 2026 and what Republicans are trying to pull off right here, it would essentially be, look, can you protect, can you really severely limit your loss in these two categories? This is where the damage was done in 18. If Republicans could hold the losses here to somewhere in, say, the mid, high single digits, that's where this topic now that's starting to get some attention of redistricting could come into play.
So Republicans do need to do better than in 2018, but redistricting will help with a lot of that. If we look at the 2022 midterms, it looks even better for Republicans, by the way. What you saw here is obviously it went from Democrats to Republicans, is that Kevin McCarthy was able to get 9 seats taken from the Democrats. So if Republicans lose that many, say there's a 9-point swing towards Democrats, as it stands right now, Democrats would barely take the majority. They would. However, if Republicans gain 17 redistricting seats, Republicans can easily keep the House. So it's totally possible. If you look at Polymarket right now, which is the betting market, it tends to be fairly accurate. You have to remember with this, this isn't really based on data. This is just based on how people are feeling. And sometimes people, the feelings that they have are based in reality. Sometimes they're not. So you can take it with a grain of sand or salt. But the Democrat Party has 70% chance, according to Polymarket, and Republican Party has about a 30% chance of taking the House. Now, 30% may seem low, but it's really not. It's actually quite good. Like I said, the incumbent party has not won a single midterm this century except for 2002. So in my opinion, a 30% odds of winning are actually decent odds, and that is coming before the redistricting has even happened. Once the redistricting happens, those numbers may go way up. Another point of data, by the way, that looks really good for Republicans is the party affiliations. This data just came out from Pew. It is shocking. It shows how people are affiliating. And what you see is in 2008, the Democrats are creaming Republicans. I mean, and this is when Obama was elected. Democrat affiliation, if you're just listening, is at 51% to 39% for Republicans. And that has steadily gone down for the most part. Today, what you're seeing in 2021, when Joe Biden was in charge, it was 52 Democrat to 42 Republican. Today, it is 46 Republican to 45% Democrat. That is a net 11-point swing towards the GOP. Also, what you're seeing is the Democrat Party has record low turnout and record low approval. You're seeing 19% approval in the same Pew Research polls. And that could spell really bad things for their turnout, because what doesn't get people going is when they just hate their leadership. Sure, they may like Democrats more than Republicans, but in a midterm election, when there's no president, they're probably just not going to show up to vote. And if they don't show up to vote, it's probably a win for the Republicans anyway. So even though history tells us that winning the midterms is an uphill battle for Republicans, and it certainly does, I think Republicans have a lot of good things going for them right now that they have never had this century in the midterms. It's very early, but let me know in the comments if you think that Republicans are going to pull it off. If you're trying to scale your business right now, listen up. Sales and marketing specialists are essential for growing your business, but sometimes it can be incredibly expensive to hire them, or the quality of talent is not that high. And that is why I partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, and sales assistants working in the exact same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. The average company right now is saving more than $20,000 a year in labor costs thanks to Leverage Assistant. And they're not a recruiter, they're not a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that they are the right cultural and operational fit for your business. And right now, they're giving 1 month completely free right now to you. So you can get a sales assistant, an HR rep, whatever you need in your business, and you can see how high quality the talent is with no risk to you. So go check it out right now. To get that 1 month free, head to the link in the description below. Deka Dalik, yes, that's a name. She's a Somalian congresswoman in Maine, and she just came out in a viral video, and I kid you not, she says that her country is Somalia, again, even though she's a politician in America, that her country is Somalia, and that Somalia is why she is a representative in Maine, that she needs to help them. Take a look.
How can the politics in Somalia can be, you know, resonate what we have here in the United States, the democracy that we have? How can you help us, you know, be a better country and build back what we used to have back in long time ago? So hopefully we will be able to help our country, our former country, Somalia.
That is treasonous. That is treasonous behavior. She literally says, help us as a country, help our country, Somalia. That's what she did, not the United States, Somalia. And then she catches herself, of course, at the end and says, oh, former country, I mean. But it's too late. We know. She does not see the U.S. as her country. She sees Somalia as her country. And again, the question is, why are we letting people like this into our country? Why are we letting these people have citizenship? And why are we letting them run our government? The people in Maine, I don't know what district she's in, but why are you letting her, you know, be in charge of you? Why are you letting her represent you? She doesn't like you. She likes Somalia. It's civic self-harm. I think that's the most eloquent way I can say it without getting demonetized on YouTube. It is civic self-harm. We are ending our own country by doing things like this. And again, it's not about race. This isn't a racism thing. It's about, do you love America or not? And I know there's a lot of things in the news right now saying that there's a lot of Somalians here and that's not a good thing. Look, if there's some good Somalians, even, you know, high educated Somalians that want to come here and actually make a difference, and they're going to revoke their citizenship in Somalia and become a citizen here because they love the United States, I got no problem with that. I really don't. But you don't get to come here and have allegiance to another country. If you do, and you know, if you do have allegiance to another country, go to that country and be a politician there. I am excited to announce that the Josh Carr Show is on We The Free. We The Free is a conservative streaming platform that allows shows like mine to just say whatever I want without big tech coming down and censoring me. They have fantastic shows right now ranging from politics, just like mine, to the Second Amendment content. That's really fantastic over there. It's fantastic if you're a veteran in firearms or if you're just kind of getting into it like myself. Head to the link in the description below to support conservative media, guys, as we take back American culture from the legacy media. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching this episode. Please like the video so that other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.